VR mode.
AE4BM mobile.
Send 0TR. Tom, just passed over Lake Cunningham where somebody's out there fishing in the wind. That wouldn't be for me.
Yeah, I just left Costco over here in Greenville, headed back to Belton. Trying to avoid all these flashy lights over here. Man, oh man. How you doing today?
Be, as they call it up in Michigan, we be doing fine. Yes, and I'm sorry you had to go to Costco's on Woodruff. That really stinks. We go to Spartanburg anymore just to avoid the traffic jam down there. I'm getting too old for that, Ben.
Costco on Woodruff sucks, especially during holidays and stuff like that. Even if it is not a holiday, it's still rough getting in and out.
And that parking lot's not laid out in the best fashion in the world either. I used to like to go there and then go over to Cabela's and that, but it just, I wish they'd have built that new one out there by I-85. That'd have been a lot easier. They was talking about it at one time, Bass Pro or something, and then they got bought out. I don't know which one bought which, but at any rate, Spartanburg's got a real nice Costco, and it's much easier, and it's exactly the same distance. It's about 16 miles from our house up here, north of Greer. So we was over there yesterday, was there a day before, Bernice? And went to Sam's, and then went over to Costco's, and then went over to the Golden Corral and had lunch and enjoyed that. But right now we're headed to the post office to mail a birthday card to the granddaughter up in the University of Ohio, in the, Ohio State, and in care of her mom up there in Michigan. And then I think Bernice wanted to run by Aldi's. They got some hamburger on sale.
Hamburger on sale. I usually stock up on that stuff when I go to Costco, get a couple of those hamburger patty deals and a couple of this, a couple of that. Today I walked away with, needed a new hose, so I got that and got it. Costco's about the only place I get fuel from anymore. Everybody else is 10 to 20 cents difference, and I'm coming from Belton. Man, oh man.
Well, I know W2T Rusty, he always goes over to Sam's if he gets the chance. But I don't like getting in and out of Sam's over there at Spartanburg in their gas station. It sucks. And they back up, and you can't even get into the Sam's parking lot for people stopping and blocking the road there and getting into it, so it's not laid out right. Costco's is excellent over there at Spartanburg to get in and out of. We find that in Taylor's, the Walmart store is the cheapest. I get, what, $2.91 yesterday. Oh, here's a good one for you. Biden has decided not to replenish the strategic oils or gas oil supply, and they ran it down more than in history. And so a few months ago I noticed they said they was going to replenish it while the gasoline was down cheap. But now, due to the election coming up, you don't want it to go higher. So he's decided not to replenish the strategic supply of fuel for the United States, which is billions of gallons, I guess. That's really a dumb reason, because that as soon as the election's over, then you and I know that gasoline's going to go through the ceiling. And I don't get it. Everything's all about politics anymore.
Don't get me started on that guy. Man, oh man.
No, it's just the logic of the whole bunch of them up there, not just him. When we're that close to war with China and Russia and the world's in turmoil now with that idiot up there, not to replenish our strategic oil supply. Don't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure that out. That's R-O-A-D-S Scholar.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Your volume up.
Yeah, I was just fasting a seatbelt before I pulled out of the yard here. Hello, Tom, again. I talked to you earlier on the phone, and I don't know who else is in here with you, but good morning. Good afternoon to both. And I'm headed out to lunchtime, and I'm going to that place where you went yesterday.
Leonard, and we'll just turn it over to that other individual there that I'm talking to. That's NJLTR.
The call is AE4BM. The name is Ben. I'm over here on 29, almost to Belton. just leaving all that mess in Greenville.
My house over here, where I live in Moore, headed into the edge of Spartanburg, where I'm all today, and see what they've got on the menu, and get back before it does any raining, if it's going to do that today. I don't know whether it is or not, but the car was covered once again in pollen this morning. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, this time of year, everybody drives yellow cars. Oh, Fisher's Orchard opened up here. They got lots of flowers and strawberries and stuff. Well, that's wonderful. They're nice people. Glad to see them going. I hope this weather hasn't stifled the peaches very much. I don't think it has yet. You come close. But yeah, Ben, I just can't understand that, leaving that strategic oil supply down like that just to lower the gas prices. It just doesn't register with me. It made any sense at all for anybody. Anyways, Ben, I hope you have a good return trip over there. I don't know what you were doing over here other than going to Costco's and that. It says right here the QT is 329.9. Yes, and your OTR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Man, keep asking around. I don't know what to say anymore. No, I just think the politics is just trying to piss off more and more people, forcing people not to vote anymore. I know a lot of friends are just going, I'm not going to vote this year. I said, you better vote. You don't want the same person running this country again.
My view is this. If you don't vote, you don't have a right to gripe. If you get out there and vote and your man doesn't win, then you got a right to gripe. Or if your man wins and you don't like what he's doing, you got a right to gripe. But if you don't vote, you ain't got a right to gripe. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I'd say amen to that. Well, I was just saying, not just the policy of the world now, not replenishing our strategic oil supply whenever we're on the verge of war. It don't make sense just to keep the prices from going up around election time. And you know, I just can't blame one guy. It's all them idiots up there. They better get their head out of their gluteus maximus. Anyways, guys, we are... and by the way, I don't think there's any rain forecast today, Rusty, just high winds. We're getting ready to pull into all these, so I'll let you all go. Been a pleasure to all of mine, and I'll say 73s. This is N0TR.
I'm getting in or not, but I heard you, Tom, signing out, so y'all be careful out there. Like I said, I'm going up lunch, but no rain in the forecast. It's sure awful cloudy today. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Ben.
I'll say it's pretty cloudy. I noticed the clouds just coming back to the south side, and I was like, wow, I hope it's not rain. But I don't think it's forecasted either. not till the end of next week is supposed to be rain. But man, oh man. Yeah, I saw a funny one. I saw a funny meme this morning where somebody was throwing shoes at Little Bush, and he was just looking at him, come on, throw another one. And they're just making fun of Biden and stuff like that. I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, man, these people not got nothing else better to do.
The fact that some of our elected officials have nothing better to do other than to stir up trouble, but that's the way it is these days, unfortunately. Yeah, I see a little bit of sun peeking up. You can see spots where the clouds are looking quite bright up high, and you can see little gaps in them, and I can see little spots of blue sky. But I'll tell you what, I sure am seeing a lot of clouds over here in this area in Spartanburg, so it is what it is, and we have to deal with it. And rain, I can do without rain until I get where I'm going, so. And I'm not looking for any next week. I got to do a bunch of running around on Friday, so don't need to have rain on that day. But, you know, if it's there, it's there, and that's what it is. And I'll just deal with it. I'll grab a raincoat or an umbrella and try to stay dry as possible. But, it is. And I'll WTT Mobile.
That's all you can do is just deal with it and adapt.
That is for sure. And so where are you headed? Home or to work or what today?
The house. I wish I was going to work, but that's probably going to last a couple more weeks until I get the epidural in my back and get to go back to the doctor and wait for him to ask me, oh, you still at work, hopefully, if this epidural works out for the best.
I take care of it for you and everything, but I can understand that, and I can't work, and I've got back problems, but nothing they can do for me. When you got three vertebrae that are no thicker than a nickel, and osteoarthritis all in the back, they ain't a whole heck of a lot they can do for you. So you just grin and bear it and go on with life, as they say, and that's what I try to do. And get things done. Driving through some neighborhoods over here and see some cedar trees that are dying and they haven't cut out the bad spot, so trees are starting to look ugly, but that's another thing. Oh, well, it is the way it is, so we have to just deal with it. Somebody over here is getting ready to pour a nice basement or something because they've got all the steel rods up, and now they'll build the barricades around them so they can pour concrete down in them.
Yeah, I've been dealing with this back for I don't know how long. I think the first symptoms showed up more than 10 years ago, but I thought it was just another nerve, overactive nerve, and all they did was give me gabapentin. 10-plus years later, we found out what was causing all that mess. But I've been dealing it with for a long time. it didn't get so bad till February, and I basically couldn't walk to the mailbox without being in pain, and now I can't even work. Put me on short-term disability. Now I'm just waiting on paperwork and an epidural to go back to work. Because I'm too young to retire, and I'm definitely too young to be falling apart.
I got a birthday coming up next Saturday of next week, so, and I reached this age. Hey, I'm, I'm 40 years older than my dad was when he passed away. Actually, 44 years, because my dad was 33 years old when he passed away. And that's the way things were back then, and he was in the military, so. But yeah, I've got my L1 is has a traction fracture. Got that one from a wreck I got about 18 years ago, coming back from Piedmont after picking up a piece of equipment, ham equipment from another guy, and got rear-ended by a truck hauling loads of sheetrock, and he saw me pass him and still hit me. And the sun was behind us, so you can't blame that. Looked seeing into the sun. Big old white car with big old red taillights. And then T6 and T7, just 25 years of chasing kids up and down the football field every Thursday and Friday night, 26 years of being in the military, it just, they all just gave out. And then, of course, I got osteoarthritis all in there and got it in the shoulder and I got it in the wrist, too. So you just deal with it when you get to be 77 years old, you know?
I haven't even reached my mid-40s and everybody's telling me the PTs and all these doctors going, you're too young to be falling apart. I said, I know this. Oh, man, oh, man.
No, as they go, not a whole lot you can do about them and everything else. So I'm about over here. I'm two turns away from where I'm going to go grab some lunch. So, and I'm getting into traffic over here on Highway 29 in Spartanburg, and I got to watch where I'm going so I don't get hit. Because, as Tom says, they drive among us, and we got to watch for them. So let's see. Amoco Station over here is 329-9. I see them, and I can't see any others to see what their prices are. The other day I paid $3.44 off of mine, but I got a 25 cent discount per gallon, so I was doing a fill up where I was and belonged to their club to save money. So it, but I use mid grade, and my car prefers it better. I get better mileage on it. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and sign with you because I'm getting close and going to be pulling in here and got to find a place to park. We'll catch you later. Have a good one. W2T clear on your final.
Enjoy your day, and we'll catch up another time. Have a good one. AE4BM Mobile.
QHV, this is Nick. Hey, Ben, I heard you talking about some gas prices out there. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Walmart's got this Plus membership. And if you remember that, I guess you get 10 cents off per gallon.